ladies and gentlemen, happy New Year's Eve. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. I certainly did. We're now all on diets. You know, it's such a blessing, you know, to just fellowship with family and friends. And I hope you had a good time. We're about ready to step over into the new year. And I tell you what, we're going to have a glorious time. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what the world says. I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do. Jesus said that, and I do exactly the same thing. Be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. People say, "But Jesse, you seem to be all happy all the time." Why? Because I have a vision. Some people call me a vision specialist. Why? Because if you don't know where you're going, you're not going to know when you get there. Now you think about that for a minute. And so many people, they don't know where they're going, so they don't know when they're going to get there. Let me give you some great scripture here. And it's Habakkuk, or if you've been to Bible school, Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 in the King James Version. "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." In other words, your vision should be more plain to you than anybody else, because you cannot talk about your vision unless you understand what God has called you to do. How do you expect somebody else to believe what you're saying if you don't believe it yourself? See, vision always runs in advance of your ability to fulfill it. People say, "Well, I just can't seem to get there." That's not your job. All you do is keep walking. Be guided by the Spirit of truth. Jesus said he would guide us in all truth, the Holy Spirit, not some, all. So a lot of times when you feel like, "I don't know what I'm doing," you're walking by faith and not by sight. It may feel funny to the flesh, but it's glorious to God. Here's another great verse, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. "Where there is no vision, the people perish." If a company don't have a vision of what they're going to do, it goes down. If you don't have a vision of what your family is supposed to do, it goes down. Vision is so vitally important because, you see, it keeps you moving forward. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching out to those things which are before. Press. See, so complete your destiny and reach your destination. I got to read Proverbs 29, 18 again. "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law," or the word, "happy is he." You know, I guess keep the word of God. It's not hard to keep the word of God. Even the law, people say, "Oh, it's hard to keep the law." Not if you love the Lord. Now you think about that. But the only reason why he gave us the law, because he knew that we couldn't keep it because of our flesh. So you got to crucify your flesh daily instead of Sunday. That includes dealing with your vision. Sometimes your flesh says, "I better not do that." See, you got to get out of the boat of religion and start walking on the water. You understand? Because I'm going to say, Jesus is not in the boat, he's on the water. And all you got to do to get to him, you get on the water. So what is your vision for 2026? What are you going to do for God? You say, "I don't know." Well, good. If you made a mistake, you wouldn't know you made a mistake. You don't know what you're doing. So you're going to walk by faith and not by sight. Now you think about that this New Year's Eve. That's exactly what's going to happen. So, people say, "Do you celebrate New Year's Eve?" No, not really. I celebrate every day because I know Jesus Christ is Lord. I live Christmas every day in my life. I enjoy giving. I enjoy receiving. I just enjoy being around God. I prefer to give than I do to receive. It takes so much to run this ministry. And you know what? Does it look like I'm worried? No. You know why? Because would it help if it weren't? Nah, it wouldn't hurt. So why do that? But my God, I don't know about your God. Now see, this is my vision. I don't know about your God, but I know my God won't supply. And that's enough. That's all he needs to say to me. And I just walk in that anointing and in that power. So I want you to think about this New Year's Eve. People are thinking about resolutions, and that's good. But bless God, if you're going to have a resolution, then keep it. Or don't talk about it at all. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So whatever you want to believe for, Bob said, if two of you agree, well, you one, I'm two, I'm agree with you. I'll be you two. I used to say that a long time, many years ago. I'll be you two. And when you understand that all you need is faith in God, your vision will explode. You'll know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Now you think about that. So I want to say this Happy New Year to everyone that's watching. I'm going to see you next year. I'll be right here, and I know you will be too. Jesse the Planner saying, I really love you. Faith that fact, and God's word will come to pass for you, not summertime, but all the time.